So what are people who live on the border saying about this plan to move kids to Dallas?
Last night, I spent some time talking to locals, and many of them say they can understand why parents want a better life for their kids, but McAllen native Celia Gavasso says allowing kids to cross the border just isn't right, and she doesn't think the kids should be moved to Dallas either.
I think that they should go back to their families, because if they don't know anybody here, how are they going to make a life? They're so small to make decisions to get work. We're going to be paying for all that, so...
Her friend Connie Garza, who's a teacher in nearby Brownsville, a city that's already host to some of the migrant children, agrees.
I come from parents that came from Mexico, and I'm proud of being a Mexican-American citizen. And I think that people that want to make it in the United States should do it the right way.
Of course, migrant kids have been crossing the border there for years, though. So is the situation there different today than in the past? I mean, are we talking about a humanitarian crisis not seen in Texas before?
Unaccompanied minors have been traveling along this border for decades, that's true. And right now there's certainly a spotlight on activity here, especially after the discovery of the mass graves of unidentified immigrants last month and the body of the Guatemalan boy. And just a side note, initial reports said he was 11, but APA actually talked to the parents of Gilberto and he was actually 15. But back to your question about whether or not this is a crisis situation. The mayor of McAllen, Jim Darling, doesn't seem to think so. In an editorial published in the Texas Tribune yesterday, he said as much. Darling, for example, said his city and the Rio Grande Valley are not facing an emergency or a health crisis, and that there's been no increase in criminal activity. Nevertheless, more Border Patrol agents have been sent here recently, as many as 150, and reportedly the number of immigrants coming from countries other than Mexico since last October has increased by nearly 100% to about 190,000, and this is just July.
Wow, that's quite an increase. County Judge Clay Jenkins and State Senator Royce West and other Dallas County officials are traveling there later today. What's on their agenda?
The idea is to assess the need, first to see how the children are living inside these federal detention sites, then to talk to border officials, city leaders here, and obviously to the kids. I understand that Dr. Frederick Haynes of Friendship Baptist Church in Dallas will also be traveling with Judge Jenkins and Senator West, and they'll be briefing reporters on their trip later this afternoon.
Thanks, Dwali.
You're welcome, Sam.